back here inside the Cajun Dome in Lafayette Parish, Louisiana. Was not a clean first quarter by any means. A 9-6 lead for Louisiana Lafayette through 10 minutes of play. As both teams shooting sub 30%, Lafayette 26%, Georgia Southern 22, just 2 of 9, starting out 0 of 6 from long range on the Vaden stat sheet. 0 of 3 from long range is Louisiana Lafayette. That is something that Lafayette has become accustomed to on the year, just shooting 29% from behind the arc. And a big part of that was Jalen Gordon, 33%, who had taken the most threes by far on the team. She has been since suspended from the team. Ten minutes on the board. Louisiana Lafayette and Georgia Southern break from the huddle's far side. Just about set to get the second quarter underway here inside the Cajun Dome, home of the minor league hockey, the Ice Gators, or Ice Skaters if you say it quickly. 9:55 to play here in the second quarter. Georgia Southern starts with the basketball here in quarter number two as McGowan on the left wing pull-up jumper from the left block. It circles the cylinder, falls in true. The foul will come out. I believe it'll go against Kiki Veal as they flash the numbers on the far side, and it will be Veal her second. There was not a whole lot of contact on that play, but apparently enough from the far side official as McGowan gets the and-one opportunity. 9-8. And make it 9-9. Now Georgia Southern and the Raging Cajuns all knotted up at 9 apiece. 9:46 to play here in the second quarter. Second time the game was tied tonight. It was tied at 6-all earlier on. As Wilridge near side as the defense chance resonate from the Georgia Southern bench across the way. As Wilridge left wing 6 on the shot clock near side. As Oatke lets it fly from three. Off the mark, Simone Fields there to clean it up and lay it back off the window and in. 9:12 to play and 11-9, Raging Cajun lead. 9 minutes to play. Sams hands off on the near side to English Lurie. Finds McGowan top of the key. Angel thought about a step back three, now gets it to the second most in minutes played in the Sun Belt. Alexis Sams drives into the lane, top of the key. Lays it off the window. They call another charge against Georgia Southern. That one was very close to being inside the arc of the no-charge zone, but that's the third time tonight that they have been right outside of that arc, the three-foot arc for the women's game. And with 8:53 to play, it'll be Raging Cajun basketball attacking right to left. Oatke, seen limited time on the season. Just her 20th game is... far side three, she knocks it down. A big three for Sylvania Oatke. Just 5 of 32 from long range on the season, but knocks that one down. And with 8.5 to play, it's 14-9 in favor of the Cajuns. Brije, top of the three for, or top of the key for a three. Rattles in and out. Raging Cajuns trying to push the tempo. 8:17 to play. And a 5-point Raging Cajun lead. Wilridge finds Oatke, lets it fly again for three, far side, rattles in and out, went halfway down before popping out of the cylinder. McGowan swoops in for the rebound, now takes it to the right block, kicks it off. Brije, mid-range jumper from 16, knocks it down. The senior out of Powder Springs, Georgia, puts the first 2 points on the board for number 14. And with 7:49 to play, it's a 3-point Raging Cajun lead. And Oatke near side gets it deep in the corner as Wilridge, the white Adidas headband across the forehead, drives into lane, stops almost a traveling violation, kicks it out to Oatke. Oatke has to save it in bounds from going out of bounds on the Georgia Southern bench as Wilridge, deep three on the far side off the front of the rim, but just outworking Georgia Southern as Arsenault down low. Offensive board tries to put the hook shot up. It's deflected by Brianna Jones. Jones sixth in Georgia Southern history. In blocks as McGowan takes it to the left block. The baseline official had put her hand up as if she was going to call a foul. Nothing came out. 7:07 to play in a 14-13 Raging Cajun lead by one. Oatke near wing three and knocks it down. Oatke had made just 5 threes coming into the season, just averaging 5.1 minutes a game, but has made 2 here in the past minute and a half. 17-13, 6:47 to play in the second quarter. It's Brejay at the charity stripe, hands off at the top of the key to English Lurie. McGowan carelessly working it to the top of the key as Quinn picks the pocket, lays it off the left block, and drops it in. Timeout for head coach Kip Drown. And 6.5 to play here in the second quarter. 11 turnovers already for Georgia Southern. And it has resulted in 10 Raging Cajun points off of the turnovers. 19-13, the Lafayette Raging Cajuns lead. 6:31 to play here in the second quarter. Georgia Southern has got to take care of the basketball. Already again, 11 turnovers. Don't mean to harp on it, but that is the tail of the tape. Because of the 11 turnovers, Louisiana Lafayette has taken 10 more shots already than Georgia Southern. And with both teams shooting about the same percentage, Georgia Southern actually shooting better. 38.5% for the Eagles from the field and 34% for the Raging Cajuns. That is a tough pill to swallow with 11 turnovers. Georgia Southern also 0 of 7 from long range and two big threes by Sylvania Oatke, the junior out of Houston, Texas. Oatke, just 19 games, has not gotten a start. Just played 97 minutes on the year. That's averaging 5.1 minutes a game. Just 20 points on the season, but has six big points here on two big threes. 6:31 to play as the both teams getting the instructions from first-year head coach Kip Drown and fourth-year head coach Gary Broadhead for the Raging Cajuns. A pretty good crowd on hand here inside the Cajun Dome, starting to fill in across the way, especially behind the Raging Cajun bench. A couple of Georgia Southern contingencies here. Of course, Miss Jenna Drown, the wife of head coach Kip Drown, across the way with a couple of family members. Miss Jenna grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Not too far away. We got the opportunity to head over to Baton Rouge last night, take in a game at the box, and hang out with our good friend Chris Blair of the now LSU Sports Radio Network. It's McGowan. Quickly a three from the left side, a high arcing rebound, and Alexis Sams corrals at the top of the key. Fresh 30 for the Eagles, 6:11 to play, 19-13, a six-point Raging Cajun lead. It's McGowan, top of the key. Bodies hit the floor down low as Patrice, right block. The hook shot off the right side of the rim, that's not a good shot for Patrice. With 5:55 to play, 19-13, as the Raging Cajuns have locked down low on Patrice and Sierra Butler. As Quinn skip past the Fields in the lane, hook shot from Fields, a tough shot, but gets it to fall. Simone Fields putting on a clinic down low for the post, 21-13 Cajuns, and makes it 5:36 to play here in the second.